And if I could take us back to DAB, we've had a question on Twitter from Nate Langson, who says that DAB broadcasts have different bit rates and some, therefore, sound better than others. So who decides what it should be, or is there a standard that we all try and stick to?
Right. Well, in the early days when the Eureka 147 project was launched, the plan was that they would have high quality services of 256 kilobits and maybe a compromise would be 192. The difficulty with that is commercially that didn't make it all that attractive because there weren't really very many more channels than we could get on the FM dial. To make DAB attractive, they wanted more stations, particularly in the commercial sector. So the way to do that with a finite amount of bandwidth is to reduce the bit rate of each station until you can squeeze more channels in. That's an advantage of DAB, really, that you can dynamically control the bandwidth used by stations. So, for example, when Radio 5 Live has a special going out on 5 Live Sports Extra, they will change the bitrate of 5 Live. Likewise, Radio 4 FM, carried on DAB, will have a certain bitrate normally, but when the morning service goes out on the Radio 4 longwave version on DAB, or Today in Parliament is broadcast, then the bitrate is squeezed down and it goes into mono so that you can maximise the choice for the amount of bandwidth available. And yes, the quality does vary station to station. Some stations are using as little as 64 kilobits, which does not produce very pleasant effects. It restricts you to mono. The old MPEG coding doesn't perform well at these bit rates. However, there's something else that I might talk to you about, and that's DAB+, which is a means by which you can use even lower bit rates and get reasonable sound quality. But the UK isn't adopting that.
Why not?
The problem is backwards compatibility. If you have a radio that you've bought before 2008, the chances are it would not be able to decode DAB+. So all these people who have gone out in good faith and bought their DAB radios would find they wouldn't be able to get the DAB Plus stations. And of course, the longer we leave it, the more difficult it becomes because ever more people have bought sets that might not be compatible. Other countries are looking at that and introducing DAB Plus, but that's because they're not so far ahead in getting DAB launched in the first place. I could give you a parallel of Freeview HD and Freeview. If you have a Freeview box, you cannot decode Freeview HD. However, a Freeview HD box will decode basic Freeview.